Thank you for plugging into this Family Life News podcast, streaming issues-driven, family-focused news.
Welcome to the next edition of Homeschool Roundtable on Family Life. I'm Sarah Harnish, and today we jump back into the final conversation with New York State LEIA President Jen Snyder. Here's the question we begin with. What if I don't want to homeschool?
Homeschool? I would have never thought I'd do it in a million years. And I really just feel like God backed me into a corner. We looked for other options for school, and none of them were viable. So we said, all right, we're going to try this thing. I didn't know a single family who homeschooled. I didn't have a group that I went to find out ahead of time, what do you do? What does your day look like? I just jumped into it and then got connected with my community, which I think is probably one of the biggest pieces of information that I give to people is don't try and go it alone. Even if you're working, and I know you're busy and you don't have extra time for stuff, find a couple of homeschool families, pick their brains, get support from them. You know, there's going to be bad days. How do you get through them? What are the common pitfalls? How can you avoid them? I think it's important to learn those things from current homeschoolers. Now, here I am going into my 17th year, and I had two more girls after those early years, and we started homeschooling right from the beginning, and I just wish I had done it all along. The family relationships that were created, the sibling relationships that developed over the years, the flexibility that we had to travel when we wanted to, read a book about something, and then just go see it, not held down to anybody else's timeline or vacation times or anything like that. For mom, too, you don't realize I had a good education. I was college educated, but there still were a lot of things that I was not exposed to. I've been learning things alongside my kid, and I think a lot of parents enjoy that process, too. We're always discovering things.
This is a really big deal, and a lot of parents are just sitting there saying, okay, now what do I do? So I do want to challenge you to go to the LEIA website.
Yeah, LEIA.org. You might also see us called Homeschool New York in different places. We've been kind of transitioning to a name that speaks more clearly as to who we are and what we do. Particularly helpful resource for New Yorkers is our downloadable regulatory manual. It's free. It has all the regulations spelled out, showing you samples of the paperwork and things to consider when you're interacting with your school districts. We are on Facebook. We've been doing Facebook Live every week on Thursday nights, bringing various issues to help people, and they are still there under the videos tab. Things from how to pick curriculum to how to maneuver through co-op, special needs students too. So it's all there at homeschoolnewyork.com/LEIA on Facebook as well. There certainly are a lot of people out there that are not homeschooling because God called them to it. But the way I look at it is that we still have an obligation to help them do this right. And if I learned anything after last year is that how many of them now just say, oh, wow, I love this. They end up doing it for the right reason. And I feel like I'm an example of that. I came into it kicking and screaming. I wasn't looking to homeschool. And I literally God backed me into a corner. I joke with people. I'm like, oh, everybody always says when God closes a door, he opens the window. And I say, no. Sometimes he slams that door shut and tells you, you got to live in there. So
drop some rocks on your head. And
Yeah. My husband would be like, why don't we try this? And I'd be like, no, I'm not organized enough. I can't do it. I don't have enough time. And he's like, this is where your time would be. We'd sit at dinner every night. He'd be like, you were at school today? And I'd say, yeah. He goes, what'd you do? I'm like, oh, I cooked hot lunch. How long were you there? 3 hours. He wrote 3 on the calendar. And we did that book fair, field trip, whatever it was. And he's like, see all that time? That's the time you'll be home.
And sometimes our husbands are the biggest cheerleaders as well. John saw homeschooling probably a good 6 months before I did and kept saying, come on, Sarah. Wow. My big argument is I would eat my young if I was home with them all the time. I need to get out. I still find that that's the case. When I'm anchoring and then I come home, I have a gentleness toward them that I don't have when I just wake up and I'm just feisty.
Yeah.
So I think for some women, getting out even a couple hours a day can be a huge blessing to them.
Yeah. And I think that's why getting together with other families helps, because you really should not just be home all day in your four walls.
Can you speak to the opposite side of that, too? Because I think one of the things that I felt was a little bitterness when I first started, which was just all my free time's gone. Now they're not gone. Now I have to do this all day long, and I got to be a babysitter and a teacher, and I don't know that I like this. And for me, it was like psychological at the beginning and processing what my new title was.
Right. And I think we actually just covered this in our thing last week. We talked about avoiding common pitfalls and avoiding burnout. And the idea that mom tends to be the one who kind of has to do everything. And in a homeschool environment, when you start thinking about life being learning, all of it, you have to get your kids to do more. And I think that lightens the load and lightens the burden. Chores, taking care of little ones. I was pregnant our first year homeschooling. So when my daughter came along, the boys were like, oh, we're going to be her preschool teachers. And I'm like, fine, yeah, go ahead. You know, taking advantage of those types. And that's a learning activity for them, too. When I had my second daughter, my oldest one was working through a certain math curriculum. And then when it was time for the younger one to do it, she's like, oh, I can teach her, Mom. And so it wasn't just teaching the little one. It was review and reinforcement for the older one. And she had no idea. So being able, I think, to pass off those burdens is important. The whole family's in it together.